You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. Welcome to another fun episode of The Doggy Dish. I'm your host, Christy Vaughn, and today is all about birthday parties. Now, I'm not talking about your traditional cake and ice cream party. I'm talking about dog birthday parties. And we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's dinner time in America, where more pet parents trust PetSmart for natural and expert-recommended foods than any place else. And now, we've added more than 100 new varieties to our already wide selection of your favorite brands, like Simply Nourish, Authority, Wellness, Science Diet, and more. Do what's best for your pet. At PetSmart, happiness in store.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com to find out this week's coupon code and save up to 30% on food, treats, toys, and more. And get free shipping on orders of $49. Go to PetSmartDeal.com, PetSmartDeal.com.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish. Today's show is all about dog birthday parties. I've decided that there really isn't anything better than baking a dog-friendly birthday cake and watching your pup enjoy his or her special treat. Do you know those people who post pictures of their kids eating birthday cake, but most of it ends up on their face? Well, I post pictures of my dogs eating their birthday cake and getting it all over the place. So if you're thinking about hosting a doggy birthday party, big or small, you'll definitely want to keep listening. Now, we all know that planning any party can be overwhelming. Should there be a theme? What food should you serve? Are any of the guests allergic to any foods? What games should we play? Should I give out favors? Do I buy or make my decorations? Wine or beer or both? Well, at least you don't have to worry about that last one when planning a dog party. Anyway, I think we can all agree that there's a lot to consider when you decide to plan a party of any size. Okay, so your favorite dog is turning one, or maybe 10. Do you throw him or her a party? Heck yeah! And I'll prove to you it's a lot easier than it sounds. Remember, I never want you to work really hard to make your pup feel really special. And everything I share is super simple and can usually be made with stuff you already have on hand. Now, the first step is to decide if it's going to be a family party or something bigger. You'll want to write out your guest list first. Do you have neighborhood friends and dogs you want to invite? Do you have pups in the family you want to invite? Decide on a number of humans plus dogs you'd like to invite to your party and stick with it. Also, you'll want to consider temperament when writing up your guest list. Now, I'm not talking about human temperament. It's a good idea to only invite dogs that your dog is familiar with. Introducing your dog to new dogs should be done in a very careful way. A birthday party might not be the best time to introduce your pooch to new friends. Of course, you don't want anyone sent to their room during their own birthday party. So stick with dogs you know and dogs that your dog gets along with, and you won't have any incidents at the party. After you have your guest list, think about the location. Do you want to host it at your house and/or backyard or at another location like a dog park? If you're planning on hosting it somewhere other than your backyard, you'll want to take the number of guests you invite into consideration. Some public parks require you to get permission or reserve an area. Make sure you do your research. Ask around and see if you can find an outdoor area that allows you to set up for a party. A fenced-in park with a covered pavilion might be a good idea. Also consider doing some research to find out if there are any indoor facilities that allow dogs. I've actually heard of some really neat doggy daycare centers that allow you to reserve the facility for private parties. And of course, in the summertime, consider finding a dog-friendly place with a pool. The labs you invite to the party will have the best time ever. Now, after you've written up your guest list and decided on a location, start thinking about the decorations. Decorations can be so much fun, especially if you make them yourself and ask for help from your friends. You have to decide if you're going to keep it simple or go all out with the decorations. Think of a theme or a color scheme and then jot down some ideas. Once you have a theme or colors in mind, a good place to start is taking a stroll through the aisles of your local craft store. Now, I know this can be dangerous, but it can also spark some inspiration. If you decide to keep it simple, consider taking a trip to the dollar store and picking up some party hats and streamers. Besides watching your doggy birthday cake, there's really nothing cuter than putting them in a little birthday hat. If you decide to take it up a notch, you can create personalized paper garland with your pup's name on it. Simply cut out letters using stencils and colorful scrapbook paper, punch a single hole in the top of each letter, and then string the letters on with some twine. Ta-da! You have a fancy banner that didn't take too much time or money. Your guests will be so impressed with your crafting skills. The next step is to plan your favors. What will you give your guests when they leave to say thank you for attending? The best thing to do is keep it simple, but make sure you include something for the pup and a little something for their human. You can buy goodie bags at the dollar store and fill them with yummy treats and something the human can use with the dog, like a tug toy for playing or maybe a fun little bag to hold their poo bags. You can also consider baking some human cookies to include in the favor bag. Just be sure to label the treats so one isn't mistaken for the other. Now, let's talk about the cake. The cake is probably the most important part of the party, but don't think it has to take the most time. You can bake a pretty simple birthday cake that is healthy and tasty. My favorite cake recipe can be made into one big cake, or you can make individual pup cakes using a cupcake tin. Decide which you would like to make, and just a suggestion, individual cakes or cake pops are easier to portion out and to share. And of course, you don't want anyone getting sick from cake overload. Decide what you want to make, and I'll share the recipes later in the show. After you've decided on the cake, make a list of treats you'd like to serve. It's a good idea to have a couple of different types of treats just in case one of your guests has an allergy. Wheat allergies are common, so consider making a grain-free treat. Don't forget to have refreshments for your human guests, too. Light finger foods or appetizers are good enough. Also consider serving snacks that are dog and human friendly. Some fruits and veggies can be great party snacks. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a four-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Jody Miller-Young from Bark and Swagger. Tune in for everything pet fashion and more. From fashion tips and runway trends, products and designs I love, to fabulous home decor for your furry friend, you'll find it all here. Be the first to discover the new. So what are you waiting for? Find me on Pet Life Radio. And remember, when fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I helped you plan your upcoming dog birthday party. I shared some steps to take in order to plan the perfect party. First, make your guest list. Do you want to invite all of your furry friends or just a select few? Keep in mind, a party is not the best time to introduce your dog to new friends. Your dog should already be familiar and also get along with the dogs on the guest list. The next step is choosing the location. The location will also depend on how many guests you can invite. Consider your backyard or a dog park for outdoor settings. There are also many indoor facilities that allow dogs, so do your research. Decorations can be bought or made, and it's up to you to decide how elaborate you want to be. Giving your guests something to take home is always a nice touch. Consider including a little something for both dog and human. All right, now we're on to the good stuff, the cake. You're probably thinking it's absolutely impossible to bake a cake that's safe for dogs. Well, I'm going to prove to you that it's really, really easy and safe for dogs. Now, of course, you don't want to give the cake to your pup and let them eat the entire thing. That would be a horrible idea, and you'd probably spend all night cleaning the carpet, if you know what I mean. So as with anything you make for your dog, please be careful with the amount you give them and always monitor them as they are trying new foods. Now, I'm going to share a fun birthday cake recipe that I like to make for my dogs on their special day. My little French bulldog, Ruger, really enjoyed this cake back in February when we celebrated his second birthday. So if you're looking for a fun way to celebrate your pup's upcoming birthday, you can follow along with this easy, easy cake recipe. You will need one egg, a quarter cup of peanut butter, and I like to use the all-natural creamy kind, a half cup of honey, one cup of shredded carrots, and one cup of whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour if you prefer. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and then grease a 6-cup ring mold with coconut oil. Combine the egg, the peanut butter, and the honey in a large bowl and blend well by hand, or you can certainly use your stand mixer. Stir in the carrots and then mix thoroughly. Next, you'll want to fold in the flour into that carrot mixture. Spoon the cake batter into your greased pan and then bake in a preheated oven for about 40 minutes. Once it's finished, you'll want to let the cake cool in the pan for about 10 minutes. And then turn it onto a wire rack to cool completely, making these into pup cakes for your pup. They are portioned out a little better than a large cake, and they make for easy sharing if you're having a party. Now, you can't have cake without icing, right? The icing is the best part, and my dogs agree. There are several dog-friendly icing recipes, but my favorite is very simple. It consists of two ingredients, peanut butter and plain non-fat yogurt. There are many types of food that work well as icing, such as peanut butter, cream cheese, yogurt, and even mashed sweet potatoes. If you're looking for a sweeter icing, try combining 8 tablespoons of whipped, low-fat strawberry cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of plain low-fat yogurt, and 2 tablespoons of honey. The perfect icing. Carob is also an excellent icing for cookies and cakes. It's safe for dogs and looks just like chocolate. You can get carob in powder form and also chip form. If you get the chips, you can use a double boiler to melt them just like you would with chocolate. Carob does harden once it cools, so keep that in mind. If you want an icing that remains spreadable, try one of the other recipes that has yogurt or cream cheese in it. But remember, it will need to be kept in the fridge. Now also consider making a cookie cake instead of an actual cake. There are different shaped cookie cutters and molds out there, so just decide which one you like best. Now a favorite cookie around here is peanut butter, of course, and pumpkin. For this recipe, you will need 2 cups of whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour of your choice, 2 eggs this time, a 1/2 cup of canned pumpkin, and 2 tablespoons of all-natural creamy peanut butter. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and then mix together the flour, eggs, pumpkin, and peanut butter in a bowl or use your stand mixer. You'll need to add a little bit of water just to help make the dough workable. Then roll the dough into a half-inch thick roll and onto a well-floured surface. And don't forget to flour your rolling pin. Cut out the dough with your favorite cookie cutter and then bake it in your preheated oven until hard, which is about 40 minutes. Now, since these are birthday cookies, consider drizzling melted carob on the top or frosting them with one of the dog-safe icings that I shared earlier. This makes them extra special. Now, once you have the cake done, think about the snacks you'd like to serve. I mentioned that some fruits and veggies are perfect snacks for both dogs and humans. A dog-safe fruit salad is perfect for the birthday party. You can cut up some strawberries, add some blueberries, and some watermelon, with the seeds removed, of course. And you have a refreshing snack that everyone can enjoy. Also, low-fat cheese can make for a special treat for pups. Sliced up apple with peanut butter is also a party favorite. With all of these delicious treats being served at your party, remember to have plenty of fresh water available for your guests. Human guests can be offered something other than water, but of course, pups should only have fresh water in their bowls. Now, the next time you think about planning a dog birthday party, you won't be so overwhelmed. It's a fun and easy task, and you have so many options to choose from. Also, remember that planning a dog party can be fun for the entire family. Don't forget to take lots of pictures during the party. And when you're planning and setting up the party, consider including your human kids, and I promise they'll have a blast helping you out. If you'd like to hear more about incorporating your human kids in the kitchen, tune in to episode 7 of The Doggy Dish for lots of kid-friendly and dog-friendly recipes and tips. Well, we are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. I post all recipes mentioned on there, so feel free to follow along. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.